This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Andrew Morgan, director of the Penguin Project. They're presenting Seussical Jr. with three performances next weekend at East Light Theater. Andy, always so good to see you again.
Nice to be here. I always enjoy coming and talking with you guys.
Well, it has been a little while since we last talked to you, so can you just take a moment and remind us again what the Penguin Project is and what it is that you do that's different from some of the other theater companies in the area?
The Penguin Project is a program that I developed 11 years ago to give children with special needs an opportunity to perform live theater. Having been involved in theater most of my life, I recognize that there are some significant benefits in terms of socialization, communication skills, and socialization in terms of friends, making friends and creating a new family. Things that seem to be lacking in many children that have special needs. And so we created the program basically to provide them with that opportunity, and it's been an overwhelming success. I think we've learned everything we thought was going to happen has happened. The one thing that we didn't anticipate initially was how significantly isolated these families are. And this has really been a lifeline for them. They've jumped in. They enjoy the participation. We have families coming to rehearsals. We have families participating in all aspects of our program. It's really become a place where the children have developed friendships and the parents have developed friendships.
I never, ever tire of asking, what does the Penguin Project mean and how did you come up with the term penguin?
Well, penguins are disabled birds. They're actually birds, but they don't fly. And even though they can't fly, they've learned to adapt to their environment in other ways. They toboggan, they swim, and they are very happy, appearing happy, jolly people or creatures that really work together. That's part of what they do. They work together whenever they're facing adversity, whenever they're playing, and it just seemed to be the perfect figurehead for our program.
And one of the things that's interesting about the Penguin Project is the way you pair special needs performers in your program with peer mentors. Can you talk a little bit about how you developed that model and what it accomplishes in the context of the production?
The model actually we developed from seeing another program, one other program. There's only when we started one other program working with children with special needs, and they had this process that they used, peer mentors, but they really weren't using them as fully as we thought they should. And probably part of the issue was they were more up from a therapeutic perspective as opposed to a theater perspective. We took that concept and really expanded it and have now made it our own in terms of the children linking with each other, working together, developing that friendship and partnership. Many of the children, once they've become experienced in terms of theater processes, can do it without a mentor. And we call that flying solo. And we have each year somewhere between 5 and 10 young people who are flying solo. So nobody's left alone. They're paired with each other so that when you come to rehearsal, there's always somebody. You always have a buddy, somebody to talk to, somebody to interact with. And that's really been probably the most important part of the program. The mentors are absolutely incredible what they do. They give up 4 months of their lives to participate in an activity where they're going to be in the background. And it really is amazing that we are able to get every year so many mentors.
And I'm just curious, what is it that you're looking for in picking the peer mentors? I'm assuming it's not just stage experience. You're also looking for a capacity for empathy and some other...
We don't require stage experience, and very few of them have stage experience. In fact, it sometimes is better if they don't. Because if they do, they are used to being in the front, being involved, being engaged. And in this program, they need to be able to put their partner forward and step back. We're looking for kids who really want to commit to the process. We really don't have any stringent requirements. We've had some incredible mentors in terms of what they've been able to bring to the program. Some of them come to it naturally. Some of them kind of learn over time. We have children who are siblings of other kids in the program. We have individuals who are friends of other mentors who have done this. People give up a lot to do this, but it is amazing to see what they can do once they're put in that situation. We do have a little bit of a training program that we provide, a little bit of a basis to give them an opportunity to get a sense of what it's like to have a special need or a disability. And we provide them with guidance all along in terms of support to help them interact. But a lot of this is what comes naturally. It's just kids being kids.
But are the mentors on stage with the performers or a little bit off the stage? Because having seen your performances, I've never seen a mentor come on and work with the actor or actress because they're forgetting a line.
you've seen the mentors because they're always on stage. When you see a Penguin production, half of the children have special needs and half don't. And one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, and I get it frequently, is that other than the obvious children who had significant facial features or were in wheelchairs, we really couldn't tell who the mentors were and who the artists with disabilities were because they all blended together so well. And that's exactly what we're looking for. When you look at our show, you're going to see pairs of kids working together, being together, and a lot of times you have no idea who the mentor is and who the artist is.
Now that makes total sense.
And is there anything about Seussical Jr. in particular or the works of Dr. Seuss generally that kind of speak to that attitude, that mission of bringing people together and not discriminating, not distinguishing?
You know, I think Dr. Seuss's books all talk about, you know, the two ones that are the main ones that are in this show that feature Horton the elephant, Horton Hatches the Egg and Horton Hears a Who, talk about the value of everyone. A person's a person no matter how small. Which is just another way of saying we're all valuable in our own way. We shouldn't be discounting anyone because of any kind of special features that they might have. The second was, is I meant what I said and I said what I meant, an elephant's faithful 100%, indicating that one's integrity is important, that it's important to stick to your word, to stick to what you're trying to do, and to be true to yourself. And being true to yourself and recognizing the value of everyone are key parts of our program. I can tell you, though, I don't think the children know any of that. All they know is that it's fun. They're really having a great time. They really are enjoying this. Most of them, even though they're in a different generation, also grew up with Dr. Seuss. I mean, that's what's wonderful about his books is that they've withstood the test of time. I mean, I remember reading them when I was young, reading them to my children and reading them to my grandchildren. And so everybody kind of knows about Dr. Seuss. Horton the Elephant is not a stranger to most people.
Talk about how on your day job, this job in the evening complements your life.
Well, I'm actually officially retired from the university as a professor of developmental disabilities. I work with children with special needs. It's what I've done all of my life, helping families in terms of making a proper diagnosis, providing appropriate counseling regarding therapy services, helping them get the services that they need. That's what I've been doing all of my life. I retired, but I'm still working. I'm still working several days a week doing the same thing I've always done. This is just a natural part of it. And I can tell you that I don't think I ever really appreciated some of the stresses that families are under until I started doing this. I mean, the things are obvious. You can obviously tell that they're working very hard, especially if a child has a significant disability, requires a lot of care. That's pretty obvious, but what wasn't obvious was the incredible isolation, as I mentioned before. It is something that we just don't appreciate. They're so busy taking care of their children. They're so busy with running them different places. And it's not the same as running your kid to football practice and music practice. It involves not just running, dropping off, and moving on. You have to actually take charge of everything that your child is doing. And plus, you're a little hesitant to let go because you never know who's going to be there, what kind of trouble could be lurking for that child. What's wonderful about our program is it's a safe environment, and we make it absolutely safe. One of the requirements, and probably the only requirement, is that you have to be respectful of other people. We don't allow any violence at all. We don't allow any back-talking. If you are hurting someone, whether it be verbally or physically, we're going to ask you to leave the program. It's the one thing that we require. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Ages are from 10 to 21. The disability doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how significant or how severe. And for mentors, it doesn't matter in terms of their experience. If they're willing to participate, we want to have them along. And we've had incredible kids be mentors. And our actors speak for themselves. I think when you see them on stage, you realize these are kids that have a lot of talent. They just have never had an opportunity to show it.
Who are some of your actors? In fact, from your news release, there's a child who gets in trouble for thinking too many thinks. That's an interesting concept.
Well, that's Jojo. He is a young who. The young man playing Jojo is a very interesting young man. He is 10 years old. It's his first year in the program. He has a form of autism, but is an incredible singer. You'll be amazed when you hear this little guy sing. He's got a gorgeous voice. Like many children with autism spectrum disorders. He's got a very bright mind, a very quick mind. He learned his lines and his songs, I think, within a week of when he was cast. He knows everything and takes things very literally. So I have to be very careful to make sure that I explain to him exactly what it is that we're trying to do. He is incredible. He's going to blow people's socks off. We have several other newcomers who have not had leads before that are in the cast, and people who are new to the program and are in a lead. Some favorites are now in a lead role. A young man, Daniel Van Buskirk, who's been in our program for, I don't know, 7-8 years. He has a lead this year. He's the mayor of who? The two main leads, Horton the Elephant and the Cat in the Hat, are young men who have had leads before but never the main lead. So these two guys are now our two main leads. They're sharing the stage and doing a lot of things in terms of vocally and acting-wise that make this show move forward.
We've been talking with Andrew Morgan about the Penguin Project's production of Seussical Jr. Performances are next Friday through Sunday at East Light Theater in East Peoria. Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, Exhibit A Gallery in Peoria Heights is holding a reception for Doug and Eileen Loyding and Joyce Breck tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. Their photography exhibit, In a Different Light, shows how they use technology to capture images and interactions during a recent trip to Southern Asia. Plan to stop on by.
And the Peoria Symphony Orchestra is presenting a program of Italian music this weekend, a flute concerto by Vivaldi, three Botticelli pictures by Respighi, and Nino Rota's trombone concerto. That concert is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Grace Presbyterian Church.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.